Control of land use. As a general rule, the original owner of all land was the state. In Europe, prior to the 13th century, the nobility in each country owned virtually all land. Individuals who occupied the land did so as tenants of the royal owner. At the time, most people were engaged in full-time agriculture. In the 13th century, the emergence of a commercial class of business owners made private ownership of land a key to the expansion of the economy. Land was therefore conveyed to commoners' private ownership, with the result that all title history began with a conveyance from the sovereign, government. Most of the land in the United States was originally owned by discovery or conquest by European powers. Land was conveyed to settlers arriving in the New World by the governments of England, Spain, and France, among others. After the United States won the War of Independence, these public lands came under the control of the U.S. government. Over the years, much of this land was conveyed to settlers' lands not disposed of by the government, are still under the ownership of the U.S. government. Because of this original ownership by the government, title to land in the United States can be traced back to its original owner, which is referred to as the sovereignty of the soil. Millions of acres of public land owned by the U.S. government are managed by the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Forest Service, and the U.S. National Park Service for the benefit of the public. Public control of land use. Certain rights are reserved when the government conveys land to individuals. Today, the government retains four rights in land: police power, eminent domain, si chit, and taxation. Regardless of who owns property or what type of ownership an individual has, the government has these rights. These rights exist at the local, state, and federal levels. The acronym PETE is a helpful memory aid. P, police power. Police power is the right of the government to regulate and control the way land is used. The most common example of police power is zoning. Other examples include wetlands legislation, environmental protection legislation, and health and fire codes. Police power can have a considerable impact on the value of land. The government will not reimburse individuals for any loss of value based on the fact that they have not taken their land. A change in zoning can result in non-conforming use of land. This use was permitted under former rules. An example would be an apartment building in an area that was zoned residential multifamily, and the zoning has been changed to R1, residential single family only. If the proposed use of property violates zoning, the owners must request a variance, permission to violate the rules. Variances are often requested before construction to avoid violation of the rules. An example would be permission to extend a building beyond the setback or building line. A setback is the amount of space required between the lot line and the building line. The setback can be determined by zoning or deed restrictions. A buffer zone is an area of land separating one land use from another, such as residential from commercial. The buffer zone is located between incompatible uses. It is a transitional use. Example: single family, apartments, retail. The apartments are the buffer zone. Changing the zoning of a property to a lower value use is called downzoning. The government is under no obligation to compensate an owner for this, even though the property may suffer a decrease in value as a result. Property codes and building codes. All states have a property code that lists the rules relating to every aspect of buying, selling, owning, and renting property. Each state drafts its own real property code that clearly defines how real property is bought, sold, divided, and conveyed, as well as for what purposes certain parcels of land can be used. Local governments' authority to pass and enforce building and zoning codes has a profound impact on the types of development allowed within a municipality. The authority granted to counties, municipalities, school districts, and special taxing districts impacts real estate development and property values. State and local governments also adopt ordinances that specify minimum standards of construction for buildings to protect the health and safety of the general public. Building codes exist to establish standards and to regulate the construction of buildings and homes. These codes are in place to ensure the health and safety of occupants. Building codes have nothing to do with the quality of the workmanship of a particular structure. Rather, they are the minimum legally acceptable standards by which a building can be constructed in an area. One may consider that these minimum requirements allow a builder to construct the worst building permissible by law, not the best. Shining example of quality construction. Of course, builders may exceed the mandated codes, but they may never fall below them. When local governments adopt a code, they agree to enforce that code as the minimum baseline construction standard to which builders must adhere. So, when a builder states that a house is built to code, it means that the house is built to the absolute minimum baseline standard that he must follow. Regardless of their perceived value, local building codes and zoning ordinances tend to restrict supply in an area. The growth policies of a city council or other local government authority may range from all growth is good to slow or no growth. How these preferences are applied when permitting new projects will affect supply. Building permits, permission for the construction of a building, are issued by the local jurisdiction to ensure compliance with the building codes. Eminent domain. Eminent domain is the right of the government to take private land for public use. The action of taking the land is called condemnation. The government must take land for the good of all. Examples of valid reasons for taking land include schools, parks, hospitals, government buildings, roads, and utilities. When this occurs, the government will compensate the owner for the land it takes. If an individual is not satisfied with the price placed on his or her property, he or she may challenge this amount in court. The court will ask for expert opinions from several qualified appraisers before determining fair value. If the government takes only a portion of a parcel of land, it will reimburse the owner for the land it takes and any loss of value caused by the land being diminished in size or separated into more than one piece. Easements by condemnation are also allowed under the right of eminent domain. For example, the government may take an easement in someone's property to run power lines to another property. The government will use the right of eminent domain to take easements for itself, the utilities, and the railroads. If a landowner sues the government in order to force the government to buy his or her land, this is inverse condemnation. T. Taxation. Taxation is the government's right to tax real estate. In the past, land ownership was limited to the nobility. When individuals gained the right to own land, the government retained the right to tax it. As opposed to other assets, real estate is easy to tax because it is impossible to hide. Property taxes are referred to as ad valorem taxes, which means according to value, the higher the value of a parcel of land, the higher the taxes. Property taxes create the highest priority lien against property. Unpaid taxes are an automatic lien and at foreclosure will always be paid first. If property taxes are not paid, the property will be seized and sold. Assessed value is property value for tax purposes. Tax rate times assessed value equals the tax payment. Rates can be per hundred or per thousand, called mills. For example, a $2.50 rate per hundred means an owner pays $2.50 for every $100 of assessed value. A rate of 25 mills means an owner pays $25 for every $1,000 of assessed value. Suppose the local government is providing a benefit to a limited number of property owners, such as curbs or sidewalks in a neighborhood. In that case, it may levy a special assessment tax against only those property owners who benefit from the improvement. In a real estate sale with an unpaid balance on a special assessment, the seller usually pays the special assessment, but could be prorated at closing. If property is located in a municipal improvement district, the property owner will receive a tax bill, similar to a special assessment, until the improvement is paid for or the improvement district designation is removed. In other words, this can be a temporary or permanent tax. There is a 2-year right of redemption for homestead property sold at a tax auction in Texas. The right of redemption means if a person loses the homestead property due to unpaid taxes, He has 2 years to pay the purchaser all expenses and a penalty and regain the land. If the land is not homestead property, the right of redemption is only for 6 months. Escheat is the process of transferring real estate to the state when a person dies intestate, without a will, and without heirs. The government takes title to the property under the right of escheat if property is abandoned. The government will take ownership via escheat because the government does not want any land to be unowned and untaxed. Most people who die intestate still have heirs. Even an unmarried person with no children who dies intestate most likely has heirs that will inherit the property of the deceased.